Hello everyone and welcome to the Community Living and Respite Services Community News Summer 2024 edition. On the front page we have a picture of myself, Leah Taff, the CEO, and Dr. Claire Goodman, who is our new board president. After serving as president of CLRS since November 2020, Wayne Jenkin has retired and Dr. Claire Goodman has been appointed to the role. During his tenure, Wayne guided the organization through the challenges of COVID-19, floods, and other significant events. With 1 year remaining before reaching the maximum 9-year term, Wayne will continue to provide valuable support to Claire as she transitions into her new role. The board and the entire organization extend their heartfelt gratitude to Wayne for his dedication, support, and enthusiasm in ensuring strong governance practices steer the organization forward. Claire, who's been the vice president since November 2020, is excited to take on the role of president. David Wilkins has been appointed as the new vice president. David, who's a board member since July 2022, holds an MBA and GAICD, and he's currently the chair of the board of St. Mary the Angels Secondary College in Massalia. My message for this community news is as follows. Our AGM was held on the 17th of October at Echuca Workers Club and was a great opportunity to celebrate the past year with the release of our annual report. The financial result for the 2023-2024 year was a $1.6 million surplus, which is pleasing to have achieved and enables us to continue to deliver training to our staff and look for opportunities to innovate. The board are looking forward to maintaining a surplus in the 2024-2025 financial year. The many achievements of the past year were celebrated, including the 10th anniversary of Jono's Run and the completion of the construction of our fifth Opening Doors project on Spoonbill Street in Moama. The board are grateful to every person who's contributed to the latest Opening Doors project, and especially the local couple who made the project a reality with their generous donation. Two special resolutions were passed at the AGM, which included the adoption of a new constitution. This constitution has been sent to the Registrar of Incorporated Associations for review and approval, and once it's been approved, all members will be notified. Current board members Michelle Allen and Michael Maloney were appointed for a further 3-year term, and if you're interested in becoming a board member of the CLRS board, please get in touch with Gillian Nulker on 03-5480-2388 or GNOELKER@clrs.org.au. We are currently seeking expressions of interest from people with lived experience of disability, accountancy and or business management skills and experience. At our AGM, we also proudly celebrated the dedication of 15 staff members who together have accumulated an incredible 110 years of service. We recognise 3 staff members for achieving 15 years of service, 1 staff member for reaching 10 years of service and 11 staff members for reaching 5 years of service. We love celebrating these milestones with our team, and the commitment from our staff is what makes our services so great. We are excited to head into the new year with a focus on setting out the strategic plan for 2025 and beyond. Finally, I would like to wish everyone a safe Christmas and New Year. This is an equally wonderful and difficult time of the year, and I hope that each of you gets the opportunities to spend any time you may have free in the way that you choose. In our newsletter, we're celebrating Faye Barry. For 6 years, Faye has been an important part of our Murray River Tea Rooms social enterprise. Her incredible dedication and generosity have left a lasting impression on clients, families, staff, and our community. Faye has been making and donating her famous tomato relish, a beloved staple at the Murray River Tea Rooms, for over 6 years. Her husband Ian recalls their efficient system with Glenn, a CLRS staff member at the Tea Rooms. Whenever the relish was getting low, Glenn would ring for more. Looking back at the records, winter was the best-selling time, as some months it was only 15 days and the relish would be sold out. During summer, it would take a month until it would sell out, so it was good to be able to help, Ian shared. Over the past 6 years, Faye has made an astounding 2,527 jars of relish. This remarkable achievement highlights not only her culinary skills, but also her commitment to supporting CLRS. Faye's relish was a hit, sold in jars to the public and used in the Murray River Tea Room's popular toasted ham and cheese sandwiches. Faye began working as a direct support professional in 2008 at the age of 67 and completed a traineeship in 2009 with CLRS. She enjoyed supporting people with disability, and her passion for helping others was evident in every jar of relish she made. In September 2024, at the age of 82, Faye hung up her relish making apron. Her contributions have been invaluable and her legacy will continue to inspire us. Thank you, Faye, for your incredible dedication and for making our community a better place. Your generosity and hard work have had such a positive impact, and we are forever grateful. And there are some lovely pictures of Faye's relish, Ian and Faye Barry, and Faye's farewell afternoon tea at the tea rooms. Also in our newsletter, we're calling out for volunteers. We need volunteers in our recyclability up shop on Mondays between 11 and 1 to help in our upcycling program and in the up shop. On Tuesdays between 11 and 1, on Fridays between 11 and 1. And then if anyone would like to help out casually when regular volunteers are away, we need help with that every day of the week from on Monday to Friday from 11 to 1 and Saturday from 10 to 1. When you're volunteering at the up shop, you help maintain the retail shop, handle transactions, select products from the recycled donations, and support pricing and stock rotation with clients and staff. We also have a need for volunteers at our tea rooms on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. You'll get to greet and serve customers, maintain the retail area of the cafe, help with dusting, clearing tables, doing dishes, and modelling positive interactions with others at all times. And finally, we are also looking for people to help out with our fundraising committee. Meetings are once a month for an hour. You'll be supported by CLRS staff in your role on the fundraising committee, and you'll help us speak with local businesses about providing support for our fundraising activities, selling raffle tickets at the Riverboats Music Festival weekend, help with the delivery of the annual fundraising dinner, and our Run Echuca Moama event. To volunteer or to find out more about any of these opportunities, please get in touch with Liz Rousel on 03-5480-2388 or email Liz at lrowsell@clrs.org.au. And we've got a lovely picture of Di Chapman, who said when she retired and when she moved to town with her husband, they didn't know anyone. And volunteering at the Murray River Tea Rooms was a great way to get involved in the local community, meet new people, and make some great friends. We currently have on sale our CLRS Riverboats Music Festival raffle tickets, and the money raised at this goes to our Opening Doors project, Building Homes for People with Disability. And we're a community partner with the Riverboats Music Festival, which we're very grateful for. The prizes available are a 2026 double weekend pass to next year's Riverboats Music Festival, well, 2026's Riverboats Music Festival, a $250 voucher for Junction, $100 voucher for the Port of Echuca, and a $50 voucher for our Murray River Tea Rooms. Tickets are $5 each and can be bought via raffle ticks. We also need volunteers to sell raffle tickets at the festival. We need you to wear our bright t-shirts and sell raffle tickets and items from our op shop across the weekend. You will be given a 3-hour time slot of your choice that then gives you access to the festival, because we sell the raffle tickets on the festival site within the festival. We need help on Friday the 14th of Feb from 4:30 to 9 p.m. On Saturday the 15th of Feb from 11:30 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. and Sunday the 16th of Feb from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Please reach out to Liz if you are available to help with any of that. We also have tickets for our 17th annual fundraising dinner on sale. And that's going to happen on Thursday, the 27th of February, 2025 at Moama Bowling Club. We're very excited that we have Curtis McGrath, OAM, as our guest presenter. So if you'd like tickets for that, please get in touch with Gillian Nulker or pop into the office and we'll be able to help you out. I hope you've all enjoyed listening to our community news, our summer edition, and I hope everybody has a lovely Christmas and New Year.